with children who go to school now, and this has been occurring since the early 90s, we recommend two vaccinations against measles. It's called the measles, mumps, rubella shot, or MMR. Before 1990, it was one shot. Several of us of my generation got one shot, and we found by the early 90s, two was more effective.
Who should have the two shots? And I'm especially wondering if maybe people, myself or you, you've had that one shot. Do we need a booster?
We're not recommending a booster or second shot for people who only had one at this time. Currently, the cluster of cases we have for people who are contacts there, if they're adults and they only had one shot and we know they were exposed, we recommended they get a second one.
The media reports have tied the cases to the Eagle Mountain International Church, which is a ministry of Kenneth Copeland, and Copeland has gone on record as being skeptical of vaccines and possible after effects. Is there any reason to be worried about the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine?
There is no reason, at least evidence-wise, to be epidemiologically. The CDC has looked at the number of people and looked at the cohort of groups of people who have been immunized versus not, and we don't see a difference in the major side effect, and that is what some people are concerned about, autism. But the data doesn't point to that.
What exactly is or are measles?
Measles is a viral disease. If you're exposed anywhere from 7 to 18 days later, you can get fever. It's usually about 10 days. You start off with a fever, and it's characteristically a high fever, 101 or above.
Wow.
And then a conjunctivitis or pink eye, a head cold-like condition where you get runny nose and a cough. And it's that cough and the fact the virus is replicating in the back of your throat. When you cough, you're putting out these droplets. And that's where the infectious period is. So after 2 to 4 days of that kind of symptoms, you come down with a generalized rash. It starts on your head. And then it goes down, becomes generalized over the body, and that can last anywhere from 3 to 8 days. In other parts of the world where measles is common, it is a leading cause of child mortality. That has to do a lot with nutrition.
The vaccines that we employ here are not available in other parts of the world?
You know, generally the vaccines are available, but in other parts of the world, sometimes it's funding. And then once the funding there, setting up the programs to get the vaccine out. Our best defense here is that vaccine and having a high rate of vaccination so we have a immunized herd that won't transmit the disease. And to be effective, we have to have a very high immunization rate, above 95%.
Are some people more susceptible to measles than others?
Obviously, if you hadn't had the vaccine, or you haven't had the disease, and I haven't mentioned yet, if you were born in 1956 or before, we consider you immune because it was so prevalent then. And so if you haven't any immunity, you are vulnerable if you're exposed. Now, for some people, if you are immunocompromised, either due to disease or maybe due to therapy, if you're on some kind of immunosuppressive drug and you're exposed, then you possibly could get measles.
And of course, students are returning to school. This vaccine is one that is what required for them to go back to school?
It is required. The recommended schedule is after the first birthday, around 15 months, and then the second one's usually given around 4 years of age. Now, there is an exemption for people who have a reason to object due to conscience. But for the most part, people are required to have it before they go to school. And in Tarrant County, we've checked for the latest school year we have data for, 2011-2012. Let's see, kindergartens, I believe, were at 98.1% fully immunized for measles. Seventh graders were at 99.3%, which is pretty high.
So do those parents who decide to exempt their children, is it spelled out to them that that's a risk?
It is. In the exemption form on there, it's spelled out it's a risk. And if measles is introduced into the school, their children could be excluded for their own benefit and to prevent further transmission. That's on the affidavit they have to sign on that form.